a Bible commentary on the book of Romans. The author of this book was Paul, Romans 1, verse 1. Paul wanted to visit the Christians who lived in Rome, because in the first century, Rome was the center of the earth's power and government. Making a trip to Rome would have also given him a base of operations to take the gospel further west in the ancient world, Romans 15, verse 24. Since Paul had previously been unable to come to Rome, he sent this letter, Romans 1, verses 10 through 13. This epistle, or letter, was written from Corinth while Paul was on his third missionary journey, Acts 18, verse 23 and following. His third journey took him to Ephesus for 2 years and 3 months, Acts 19, verse 1, and Acts 19, verses 8 and 9. He left Ephesus and entered into Macedonia, Acts 20, verse 1. Then he visited Greece, the same as Achaia, Acts 20, verse 2. The city of Corinth was located in Achaia. Paul remained at Corinth for 3 months, Acts 20, verse 3, and during this time he wrote this letter. We know this because of the information in Romans 16, verse 23. Gaius was Paul's host when this letter was written, and since Gaius lived in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 14, this letter was written from Corinth. Since this letter was written for people in Rome, someone had to take it to them. This messenger may have been Phoebe, a woman mentioned in Romans 16, verse 1. She lived in Cenchrea, a seaport of Corinth. This letter, contrary to common belief, was not written to the Romans. One could have been a Roman but not a Christian. It was also possible to have been a Christian but not a Roman. There were even those who lived in Rome but were not of a Roman background. This letter was written to Christians who were living in Rome, Romans 1, verses 6 and 7, and both Jews and Gentiles made up this church, Romans 11, verse 13, Romans 11, verses 17 to 32, and Romans 15, verse 4 and following. These Christians lived in a wicked and violent culture. At least three reasons may be given for the material in this epistle. First, God has always used a system of faith and not law to justify man, Romans 3, verses 20 and 28. Second, this book refutes the idea that sin glorifies God. There were Christians who believed that if they continued to sin and God continued to forgive them, this extra forgiveness would further demonstrate God's greatness. Third, this book shows how God could send a Savior to the Jewish people and yet allow the unbelieving Jews to be unblessed, condemned, and severed from the Messianic blessings, Romans 11, verse 22. Key words in this book include law, righteousness, faith, sin, works, sanctification, and Israel or Jew.